Arguello Market, home of the famous Dutch Crutch Turkey Sandwich. Arguello Market's located at 782 Arguello Boulevard between Arguello and Cabrillo Streets in San Francisco. Visit their Arguello Market, proud partner of USF Dons Athletics. Park & Fly has provided more than 50 years of convenient, hassle-free airport parking. Visit PNF.com for discounts on airport parking outside of San Francisco and Oakland Bay Area. That's PNF.com for Park & Fly. We continue on our USF Dons weekly magazine show. We're going to recap with USF Dons head coach Nir Giottano on the weekend series sweep. They were swept by the Gonzaga Bulldogs over the weekend. And then we'll also include the recap of the Dons 3-2 win against the Sacramento State Hornets. And also, we'll take also, as we look into the standings in the West Coast Conference right now, you look at the standings, it's BYU 13-5, they're 29-11. Gonzaga's 15-6. They're just a half game behind the Cougars of BYU. The Dons, by the way, will be playing the BYU Cougars down at Miller Park in Provo, Utah, 1 week next Thursday. It'll be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's a three-game set. Dons, of course, it's a house of horrors down there. Losers of 10 of their last 12, and have lost their last six straight games, and 8 out of 9 since this series, since the Cougars came into the WCC back in 2013. Then it's LMU, 13-8. They're a game and a half back. They were able to salvage the final game of their three-game weekend series in their inner conference, or their West Coast Conference crosstown rival to the Pepperdine Waves. They salvaged the final game of their three-game set at Eddie D Field in Malibu last weekend. St. Mary's is 10-8. They're right there in fifth. Pepperdine, they're both tied for fifth at 10-8. The Dons are 12-9. They own right now a game and a half lead ahead both of St. Mary's and Pepperdine. Remember, the Dons do own the tiebreaker over the St. Mary's Gales with their head-to-head series sweep over the Gales nearly 2.5 weeks ago. And then Pepperdine is the Dons who they'll be playing. They have a game and a half ahead of them. So this series is very critical for the Dons if they're going to have a chance to get back to the West Coast Conference Tournament. And the conference tournament will be coming up. That will be coming up in 2 weeks' time. That will be on May 24th through the 23rd to the 24th. That will be coming up. Will actually be on the 23rd. That will be 2 weeks' time coming up, that they'll, or 3 weeks' time at the end of May at Barron Island Park. The top four teams of the West Coast Conference will earn a spot into the WCC tournament. And the survivor, the winner of the tournament, of course, will get the IMAG bid into the NCAA regionals, will be placed in the tournament of the 64 coming up in early June. So let's take a quick look of what's going to go on in the West Coast Conference this weekend. BYU have their big series against the Loyola Marymount Lions at Page Field in Los Angeles and on the campus of Loyola Marymount Thursday and Friday at 6, Saturday at 1 p.m. St. Mary's will be at Gonzaga up at the Patterson Sports Complex up in Spokane. That will be an important series. Don fans will have to root for Gonzaga. And then San Diego at Santa Clara. And then USF, the Dons, will be taking on the Pepperdine Waves. University of both Pacific and Portland will both be off this weekend. So catch all the action on the W.TV. Now we'll just take a recap and a preview of the Dons against the Pepperdine Waves in this weekend's crucial West Coast Conference on the Hilltop. And I did this interview with Coach Nir Giottano doing his weekly in review and preview show.
You know, I mean, we just couldn't do anything. Obviously, pitching wise, we gave up 41 runs, but only 21 of those were earned. So we didn't defend either, because we gave up 20 more runs in the three games. So we gave up a total of 7 runs a game that were unearned, and then we gave up seven runs a game that were earned. So it was a rough deal for us. Whenever we didn't pitch, we didn't defend, and we weren't very good offensively either. We only had one or two good players offensively.
Charlie Howard had three games hitting a home run.
John played well. Had the rest of the guys showed up. We only had one or two hitters every night in the lineup that were successful, and we really didn't have any defensive players. You know, we're out of sorts defensively.
Oh, then the fly, man, and the fly ball by Bill Roman, the routine fly ball gave him a run right there.
Yeah, that kind of gave away the momentum. Riley threw a lot of pretty good close pitches. He didn't get much help, but he hadn't been sharp for 4 or 5 weeks, so... He was bound to give up a lot of runs at some point in time. He wasn't good against Pacific the week before when he got beat. But, you know, the bad part about it was Scotty Parker had always pitched really well after Riley had gotten beaten up. And Scotty gave up 6 in the first. He got hit hard, and that just kind of took the momentum out of us. And then Sunday, we gave up 3 in the first with Pham. So we gave up 10 runs in the first inning in a 3-game series, 3 consecutive games. So, we need to pitch better. We just need to pitch better. And you know, it was coming. Our guys were overworked. We've been pitching with 5 or 6 guys, both been kind of tired. Joey still had a back issue, so we really couldn't go to him on Friday. And
it was a good day, and probably a blessing in disguise anyway, because he was able to get a save on the midweek game on Tuesday, which was the good news on the flip side of the coin.
Yeah, you know, we didn't particularly pitch really well on Tuesday. We got away with some pitches, and offensively we only had 4 hits. Not our best baseball this week. To lose 3 and it all started last Tuesday against UC Davis when we didn't take care of Davis at home after the 19-14 game.
I think I'll go one better. I think after we had the 19-5 game and let them score 6 unanswered runs, even though the outcome was pretty much was sealed.
Yeah, I agree with you. I thought we got sloppy on Monday at Davis. Tuesday it kind of took over for us, but we got beat by them here at home. Didn't play good on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and then we really didn't play great yesterday. We just kind of got lucky there at the end. We got a big base hit by Tyler. We got thrown out trying to steal 3rd in a 2-0 count, which was a bad baseball play. Couldn't get a bunt down in the 8th to move guys 2nd and 3rd. And then, Tyler got a big base hit with 2 outs to give us the win 3-2.
Now, as we're doing this taping, the calendar now flips to May 1st as we're doing this taping. This preview, the Pepperdine Waves, a long, long time nemesis. They come in at 10-8, a 19-17 overall, and 19-18 overall. They right now sit a game and a half out of the 4th and out of a playoff spot for the WCC conference of leaders, and this is a team that ended up losing to the top-ranked UCLA Bruins. So let's give us a preview of Pepperdine. This is the team that always have given the Don fits over the years, in the 20 years I've been associated with the program.
Yeah, it's been an historic program. They've been good for a long time. They get a lot of really good players there in Malibu, so no different. They can really pitch, which is going to be tough for us. We play them here at home, which is good for us, but yep, we're going to have to pitch way better than we did if we're going to have a chance against them. And we're just going to try to do well on Friday, and then we'll figure out where we sit after that. But, we got to get back after it. A lot of season left and a lot of good opportunities ahead of us right now. We got to win a series. If we win the series, we're right where we want to be, but we got to get it done.
Yeah, it's only 2 weeks left of the season, and it's gone by real, real quick.
Yeah, and it's fun to have playoff implications down the stretch here again. So a lot to be said about how well we've played to put ourselves in that position, and a lot to be said about the games that we've given away to not put ourselves in a better position. This is a good enough team. If we could get it together starting on Friday, we have a chance.
That was Don's head coach, Nir Giratano, with that recap. When we come back, we will have a special interview with longtime USF Don superfan, part of the Best Buddies program, been part of the inspiration of the USF Dons program for over the past 16 years. His name is John Hammond. We'll give you that interview coming up. I'm Brian Professor B. Davis. You're listening to the USF Dons Weekly Magazine Podcast on anchor.fm/ASN Bay Area. USF would like to thank the following partners for their support of Dons Athletics: Coca-Cola, the official soft drink, and Powerade, the official sports drink of USF Dons Athletics.
Hey, Don fans, skip the hassle getting from Benedetti Diamond or the Sombrano Center. Lyft is our official ride-sharing partner and has your transportation covered. Download the Lyft app and get an affordable rate ride in minutes. New users get $10 ride-off in credit with the code GOUSFDONS. And don't forget, Dons fans, use the Lyft zones outside Benedetti Diamond as drop-off and pickup zones. Use Lyft, proud partner of USF Dons.
Well, we're here on USF Dons Weekly Magazine Podcast on anchor.fm, ASN Bay Area. You check out on the link for all the USF Dons Weekly Podcasts and so much more. We got an interview today. Our special guest is a man that you're a person that you're very well known of. He's our super fan. Of course, he's been with the Dons for more than over a decade. In fact, yours truly been here longer than anyone before he even came here. And he's also part of the Best Buddies. He's also the super fan for Dons men's basketball. His name is John Hammond. How you been, John?
I'm doing great. Welcome to Benedetti Diamond, folks.
Well, John, so just tell me about your long tenure here with the Dons. You've been part of this program how long now? Since 2003, right?
Yeah, since 2003 when we went to WCC and well, went all the way, man.
Well, maybe 2006.
Maybe this year's team could go all the way and win it again, like 2016.
Well, yeah. So tell me how you became involved, discovered the USF Dons baseball athletics. How that all started?
My man Heisman was a pitching coach and started it up. How
it all started up?
Well, Matt Heisman was a pitcher here. That's how I met him.
That's how you met him?
Yep. And he's a good pitcher. Big good pitcher coach, and we love him here at USF.
Yeah, and then what was your finest memories with USF so far? I mean, you're also a part of the Best Buddies program as well. Just tell us more about the Best Buddies, John.
The Best Buddies program is a nonprofit organization that works with people with one-on-one friendships and disabilities.
Yep, and you've been, how long have you been part of that? And that's something former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and his wife Maria Shriver runs that program.
Yes, I've been involved since 2000 with them, with the USF chapter.
Yeah, so and what's some of your favorite Don's memories? You've been here for 16 years, this is your 17th year.
One of my favorites is this year's walk-off by Jack Winker, who had a walk-off home run against St. Mary's.
Yeah, how about this season? I mean, and then, like, who's some of your favorite Don players, past and present?
One of my favorite Don players in present is Jonathan Allen, with his 15 home runs right now.
How about the past? Some of the Don's players from the past, though.
Johnny Norfolk, walk-off. Man, what's going on?
St. Mary's.
Again, at St. Mary's. Nick Baylock, grand slam, first career grand slam. I got the ball, gave it to his dad.
Yep, and who was that was against? I'm going to give you a quiz. Who was that was against?
That was against St. Mary's Gales.
What year?
In St. Mary's 2 years ago.
And then who's your favorite Don's team for the past, though?
I think it was the 2006 team.
06 is still my favorite team. That was like an all-star team.
All-star team with Stephon Gartrell and Wright. Ryan Sittauer at first, and our best catcher was Johnny Norfolk.
Don't forget Danny Morales, Miss Debs Peralta's nephew, was behind the dish and then converted to a pitcher.
Yes, sir. The best pitcher of all time had to be TJ Franco.
TJ Franco, oh man, you got some good ones though. Good ones though.
Yeah, we're having fun here at USF, getting ready for today. Don vs. Sac State game, and Grant Young's going to start today, people. Come out this weekend for the Don vs. Pepperdine Ryan Raniero Friday, Scotty Parker Saturday, and Alex Pham on Sunday. We want to come. We want to pack this house.
Even though the Dons, despite them getting swept over the weekend against Gonzaga, are you still optimistic that this team will finish strong?
Yes, I think we got a good chance to win today with Villanoff and Grant Young starting today.
Okay, John, that's good. We got hey, thank you for being on, John. And give us more information on Best Buddies.
Best Buddies SF. Come out to the events, people in San Francisco, whenever we have.
BestBuddiesSF.org.
BestBuddiesUSF.org.
Okay, John, thank you for being on.
You're welcome. Have fun. Go Dons.
Okay, everybody, that's John Norfolk, the Dons, our resident super fan. He is, check out to John Hammond, our USF resident of the super fan. Go to BestBuddiesUSF.org or check out Best Buddies for more information about this. It's on Facebook as well, so. Check out Best Buddies at Facebook USF for more information of the Best Buddies program. I'm Brian Professor B. Davis, and you're listening to USF Dons Weekly Magazine Podcast on anchor.fm/ASN Bay Area.
Well, that's going to do it for another edition of this USF Dons Weekly Magazine Show podcast on anchor.fm/ASN Bay Area. We'd like to thank, as always, we'd like to thank Coach Neil Giotano for his weekend review. That was a brief from our weekly, for our video weekend review. And we do that every week as the Dons will be taking on the Pepperdine Waves for the first of a 3-game weekend series, a crucial series for San Francisco. The winner of this, whoever comes out of the winner of this 3-game series will be in great shape going into the final week, or for the Dons, if they come out of this as the series winner, they could be coming in there in pretty good shape going into their final series against the BYU Cougars to close out the 2019 West Coast Conference schedule. So the Dons will be coming, will take on the Pepperdine Waves. Games 1 will be Friday afternoon at 3 p.m., Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. And reminder again, Sunday afternoon, come out to the ballpark. We have the 90th anniversary alumni weekend. There'll be a lot of former Dons players from the past, some from the recent teams who had, from the teams from the 2006 team and the 2011 teams that won the West Coast Conference championships, some of the teams from Neil Giotano and way before then. Hopefully I'll try to get some interview for some of the former players who played on the Hilltop, past and present, at 90-year anniversary special alumni this coming weekend on the Hilltop. And you can purchase your tickets at usfdons.com/tickets or call the USF Dons box office at area code 415-422-2USF. That's 415-422-2USF. The box office is open daily, Monday through Fridays, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And our ticket manager, Tommy Hepler, he will take good care of you. Come on out to the ballpark. In case you're not able to attend any of the games or any of the 3 games, you always can catch the games on the W.TV as Pat Olson will give you the play-by-play in action live from Benedict Diamond on the Hilltop for this crucial weekend, 3-game weekend series. And also a reminder coming up that the 8th annual Hilltop Awards special will be coming up, a special will be coming up this Sunday in the evening. It will be the 8th annual Hilltop Awards show on the Hilltop. And come on by. The show will start at 6 p.m., which is preceded by the red carpet pre-show. And that will be around between 5 and 5:30. And in case you can't make it in person to the Hilltop Awards show, that also will be streaming live on usfdons.com. And also, just a reminder, if you got plans to come out to the ballpark this weekend, make sure to try to avoid the Mission District because they have the annual Cinco de Mayo festivities down the Mission District. If you live in that area in the Mission District, please make yourself some early time, some extra time to get to the ballpark and check out your USF Dons. We'd like to thank everybody, Coach Neil Giotano. We'd like to thank John Hammond, my special guest. And I'd like to apologize, we did not have the the Zach Zager, USF Dons recap and preview of the Insider to a Dr. Zach Zangler this week. He was not available. In fact, he will not be on campus during the week as we usually do our weekly tapings. He was not available at this time. We'll hope to have him on next week as well. I'd like to thank all of you for listening to this week's podcast. And for the latest on USF Dons and so much more, go to usfdons.com for all the latest news on Dons Athletics and so much more. As we hope the Dons, as we're getting towards the last 2 weeks of West Coast Conference play, and with all the graduation coming up, hope you tune into USF Dons Baseball. That's it for now. I'm Brian Professor B. Davis. You have been listening to the USF Dons Weekly Podcast Magazine Show on anchor.fm/ASN Bay Area. Dons Weekly Magazine Podcast is in association with the Arena Sportsnet Bay Area.